This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Okay, before we start this activist around the world segment, I did want to ask, did you ever do Model UN? Have we talked about this?
I don't think we've talked about this. I did something very similar. I don't know that it was exactly Model UN, but I went to school, university for essentially, I don't know, some kind of diplomacy. So I had to take a bunch of classes like that. And we did one, it was like a 100-person class, and everybody had to represent a country. And it was a project that lasted half the semester, I think.
Oh, wow.
That class was tough. I think there was only two grades, and that was one of them. And I represented Turkey. And I had to make a lot of, I had to talk to a bunch of different countries. You got to make your deals and stuff. And it was very, very difficult. So I don't think I did like the actual thing, but I did something similar to it.
Okay. Like, I've never done it. I'm not cool enough. And I really didn't understand what it was. Yeah, this was with the Cool Kids Club. I was not a part of the Cool Kids Club because you got selected by teachers, I think. Oh. And so the people who got it, there was only like 13 people of our school, maybe even five. I don't even remember. Low number. And that was sent for a couple of days and did this thing. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. What is happening? And I think, like, it was a whole big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And I think it's the plot of, like, multiple kind of teenage romance movies that I've
seen. Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe so. So I did. The only thing I have any clue as to what it was is based on Parks and Rec and their whole episode about the Model UN. And I did. Like, my friend, one of my best friends at that point in time did it. Actually, like, three of them were gone. I was really sad. I don't understand why I was excluded when all my friends went. Anyway, but they all went and did this thing and came back and they were telling me about it. And yeah, there was like, we met this dude from this class.
Which, yes.
Yeah, it is varying off in a whole way of what we're actually talking about. But
yes.
Anyways,
yes.
But in this conversation of like trying to negotiate and talk about peace treaties and conversations about negotiating for the future and what it looks like. And I don't know much about it. So for those of you who, I'm sure we have many listeners who've been a part of this and know exactly what this is about, please let me know. Because I'm still kind of interested. Because obviously, when we talk about activists around the world, we talk a lot about people who are involved with different UN types of speeches and conferences and all of this, and commissions and board members. There's a lot going on in the UN. We know this. And we know there's a whole, like, bigger scope of conversation of what's going around the world and who is actually doing what we thought the UN was supposed to do versus everything else. But that's a whole side conversation. Again, I would love to hear from people about the other stuff.
Yes.
If you know a deeper like level than I, as the novice that couldn't be a part of this exclusive club. But we are talking specifically about an activist who has been a part of the UN talking about activism and advocacy for gender equality. And that person we're talking about is Trish Shetty. And she was a part of the youth movement in that. And she has a lot of, if you look at her resume, her CV, it has a lot of her advocacy work as well as her, actually, I know it's not a tour, but going around speaking, I guess, and talking about her work and what is needed in her country in India, as well as for everywhere. And yeah, she is a pro at this. If you have a chance, look up Trisha Shetty. You will see her TED Talk as well as her UN speech when she talks about advocating for victims of rape and abuse. So go ahead and put that. Yes, we're not talking about any incidents specifically, but of course there's mention of it and her advocacy work. So be aware of that. Yeah, and Shetty is a lawyer, an activist, a speaker, an advocate who's been working for gender equality all over the world. Shetty has shared her personal story publicly as she's been working to fight for equal rights and protections for the marginalized community around the world, demanding that the leaders in her country and all over take a step defending and protecting those who have been abused and continue to suffer without being heard.
Right. And Shetty has talked about her past experiences with being sexually abused as a child and the effects those experiences caused, including her PTSD due to that trauma. She talked about facing her abuser and even feeling guilt for being angry or from the trauma she suffered. In her TED Talk titled Embrace Your Scars, Be Your Own Hero, she says, "I did not have any option but to be strong. I had to be strong to survive." And her resilience is something she will not apologize for and is something that she has used not only to survive, but to fight for others. And yeah, she's done just that. Shetty was born in Mumbai, got her degree in political science and psychology at Jai Hind College, and went on to get her law degree in Mumbai University. She has been working to advocate for sexual abuse survivors and getting services to those who aren't able to advocate for themselves. She has spoken about India's laws in regards to married women and consent, which we know is still an issue here in the U.S. too, so don't forget that. And also about how she has been working with abused women in order to not only give them a chance at a different life, but being able to advocate for themselves in regards to rights within the marriage.
Right. And if you listen to our TED Talk, she goes into examples of what they've done and what she has been able to do for those who are trying to get help and to get people to listen about the fact that this type of marriage is harmful and dangerous. In 2015, Shetty started, she says, a movement that is youth-led that seeks to end gender-based discrimination and to help in the advancement of women's rights in India. Their mission on shesays.in. Quote, she says, aims to end gender-based discrimination and advance women's rights in India by engaging with the youth and activating them as agents of social change to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which she was a part of in creating, and I think it's still a part of today because it's supposed to go on to 2030. Talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And they've worked to do so for several years now and have included different ways of implementing these changes, including providing access through digital literacy and providing a breakdown of rights and policies worldwide, providing educational seminars to teach consent and about consent, and a deeper understanding of gender-based violence and a curriculum to teach bystander intervention skills and tactics, and also has guidelines on how one can seek help if they need it. And they've gone beyond just giving access to information, but have been able to help in regards to physical well-being as well, whether it's helping a survivor of abuse to access treatment physically or psychologically, to being advocates for those who need assistance in getting that help, as well as their initiative to get rid of taxes on sanitary napkins and period products within the country. According to their site, a sanitary napkin can be taxed from 4.5 to 14.5%. So pretty significant in India. And with this type of taxing can make it hard to afford that type of product. She says has used their platform to talk about this type of tax and how it continues to marginalize those with periods and the need to abolish this type of taxing altogether.
The This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And Shetty is currently still the CEO of She Says, and with that, she has continued to work all over the world. In 2016, Shetty was named as one of the youth leaders in the inaugural UN Youth Leaders for Sustainable Development Goals, which seeks to end gender inequality and injustice by 2030. She was inducted to the Queen's Young Leader Cohort in 2018 by the late Queen Elizabeth, and in the same year was named vice president of the Paris Peace Forum Steering Committee, which she would be president of the following year. That's a committee working with the French president to host the annual event to support international cooperation and global governance to ensure durable peace. During the recent pandemic, Shetty was also a part of the Lancet Chatham House Commission as a health commissioner on improving population health and post-COVID, which was an international effort to seek safeguards around the world and also looks to see how it can change for the future.
Right. And yeah, I'm not sure exactly on what that is. I was trying to look through it, but it looks like it's doing a lot of research about trying to prevent it for future times, which is necessary. We know this.
Yep.
We know this. And Shetty has also been a part of the high-level advisory commission that worked on the report of security issues globally. So yeah, she's on a lot of things right now. And not surprisingly, she's been named on many who's who lists, including Forbes 30 Under 30, Most Powerful Warriors, Vogue India Women of the Year, was one of the 12 Obama Foundation scholars who would go on to a year-long program in Columbia University. And it was the inaugural program. Not going to lie, I'm not sure if it still exists, but, you know. So she was, I believe, the only Indian participant to be a part of that. So that was awesome. But yeah, she has been working since then to continue in these programs, in these conversations, because obviously we are far, far away from getting gender equality.
Yeah. Yeah. But this work is amazing.
Yes.
And much, much needed. And as always, very inspiring. So always happy to share these stories. And listeners, if you have anybody you think we should cover, If you have any experience with the UN model or otherwise.
Someone tell me about this place.
Yes, please let us know. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.